Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where are they biting? What's going on in the outdoors? We always bring in our expert, Steve Carney, SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
You know, Steve, I've been great. It's beautiful to see these 70-degree temperatures. It's just a beautiful time of the year right now. Boy, and the trees have really changed in the last couple of days, and we're kind of making that slide into fall, and so many things going on right now. We got the bow opener, the bow deer opener coming up at the end of the week. We just had the youth waterfowl season this weekend. We had the early teal about a week ago. Everything's just rocking and rolling. Fishing is a little slow. It's been slow as we've been into September, but that will change. And, you know, as things continue, you know, to decline in temperature, the fishing just gets better. So a lot of things happening right now, man. A lot of things.
Yeah, for sure. Number one, low water levels. We still have drought. I know we did get rain here in the Twin Cities. I know certain parts of the state saw more rain than others, but it is not enough. Water levels are still very low, and that continues to cause problems.
It does, Steve. I went across the Mississippi River by St. Cloud this morning, and I couldn't believe it. I've never seen it that low. We're still, you know, having a problem with this low water. It's just not good. We did get that little spritz of rain there for a while, and it raised a lot of the creeks and potholes in the northwest and in the north. But now I did some scouting again this morning, and boy, a lot of those creeks and waterways have dried up again. So we're kind of back where we started. Things are low, and, you know, it's amazing. There's a lot of people in Lakes Country up here that have their pontoon boats on sand. They're not even in the water anymore. So they're going to have a real difficult time getting those out. And a lot of the people up here were very prudent and got their boats off, you know, like a month ago because they could see this coming. So we'll see how this has an effect. It's not wide ranging. I was in the Dakotas earlier in the week, and there's some pretty darn good water down by the North Dakota-South Dakota border. Very impressed. All the potholes are filled up. The sloughs look really good. So it's not everywhere, but you got to be very careful now with the waterfowl opener in 2 weeks. Know where you're going and get a heads up on the water conditions because it really varies all over the Midwest.
All right. Can you give us an update on the dove hunt, what you found, what you've seen?
It wasn't good, Steve. I bombed. And the problem is, you know, when you try to do the best you can on these hunting and fishing trips, sometimes it doesn't work. And I went to the same area that I was in last year, and there were a lot of grain fields in that area down by Hankinson, Sisseton area. And I got over there, and everything is corn and beans again, just like Minnesota. And I could not find any grain fields, and I never took my shotgun out of the case. And I came home after a frustrating day. So, yeah, a lot of crops are being converted, you know, in that area, just like Minnesota has been. It's very difficult to find a wheat or an oat field. It's just corn and beans, very frustrating. So Looks like I won't have Dove on the menu for a while, but, you know, sometimes, you know, things just don't work out, and that certainly didn't.
All right, Steve, let's pick your brain a little bit about the bow hunting season, what you expect. You have success, you stick it with it, you've been doing it for a long time. What are your expectations for this season coming up?
You know, Steve, I just love sitting in a tree with my bow. It's one of the most wonderful things in all the things that I do, and I truly just love it. And every season seems to be different. This year, it looks like I've been seeing scrapes and rubs way early. I saw my first scrape like 3 weeks ago in August. That's unusual. The standing corn right now, yeah, I think is going to be an issue because there's a lot of corn that didn't quite make it, and I think a lot of the farmers and landowners are going to leave their corn up and really not do anything with it because it never matured, and that's going to have an effect on where the deer are going to be and their feeding patterns. But I'll know more in another week. I'm going to spend some time this week checking stands and checking cameras and, you know, have a pretty good idea what's going on. But as usual, I'm very I'm up for this season. I can't wait to get in the tree again. It's going to be great. I love seeing these 70s, no mosquitoes. So everything looks good so far. We'll see.
Yeah. Steve Kearney joining us. Steve Kearney Outdoors. On to the fall bite. When do you expect, you mentioned it slow, when do you expect that to turn? Is the water temp getting to a certain point? What are you looking for there?
Yeah, that's really true, Steve. We need to get down into the 50s, and as we've talked about for 25 years, you and I, we've had warmer falls. You know, every fall seems to be 75, 85 degrees into early November even, and that affects the fall bite. But if we can get some cold, the colder it gets at night and the colder it is during the day, the sooner the bite will start. And I've started switching to a jig and minnow again and staying away from artificials as we're getting into the fall. And it's hard to really predict, but it usually starts around the middle of October and things start going. So, you know, back in the day when we were younger, it started like at Labor Day weekend and boom, we were off and going, but it isn't like that anymore. Now it's October into late October, early November. So it'll happen, but it's not going to be as fast as we'd like it to be. And, you know, that's just the way it is.
All right, Steve, where are you going to be in the coming week?
Running around, checking stands, Steve, and shooting the bow, getting in shape, and looking forward to it, getting the duck decoys out, getting ready for that. So I really relish this next few weeks. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
All right, very good, Steve. Always fun to visit with you. We'll check in next Saturday.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend, Steve-O.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, a regular contributor for years. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.